Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Live Into You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. We are going to start this day out with a lot of joy, a lot of laughter, and just moving that energy vibration up. We just completed a 9-year cycle for those of you that follow the energy of the world and wanting to know what change is going on, why things are moving and shifting so quickly. Things are shifting and moving to the new beginnings, and the new beginnings is a great time to learn how to live in your presence. That's right. So today we're going to talk about living in your presence, attuning your mind to focus on the here and now. I'm going to do some energy work with you later in the show to release the old timelines, your future unknown stories. Do you notice in your consciousness? And let's just take a moment and take a breath, and I want you to notice in your consciousness how in one moment you can be totally here and in the next moment you're 5 years out or 3 years back or in someone else's energy trying to figure it out. Staying present with you is a gift. And maybe that's why they call it the present of the presence. But I want to show you in a new way how energy works for your present moment. So we're going to take a deep breath in. And for those of you who are sitting down, just let your feet ground into the floor. For those of you who are comfortable relaxing, just let your body breathe down, down, down. This just kind of brings your energies and your awareness to the focus of now as you're listening to my voice. I am running energy, so if you will like the energy to assist you in your energy shifts and ascensions, say yes now. If you don't want that, just say no, and the energy will go around you and respect you. That's how energy works. It works with your vibrational allowing. And when we talk about allowing, we're allowing and aligning and enjoying the shifts that are happening. You can see it on our planet. Nature teaches us a lot if you pay attention. Now, do you need to pay attention to the devastation, destruction? The higher part is paying attention to what's happening in the world, what's happening on the universal earth with the hurricanes, fires, all this turmoil and change. We kind of just went through that. If you look over your life the past few months, there was a lot of letting go, a lot of shifting into new vibration, not putting up with things anymore, wanting new beginnings. Like, all of this is on purpose. This is not just haphazardly happening. This is a true alignment with the energies of the earth. This has nothing to do, again, with your religion or your spiritual beliefs. This is truly energy ascension and moving your belief systems into what's good for you, your highest and best good, your highest and best life on earth now. Everything in the energy right now is supporting us for these changes, for these new beginnings, for this continual allowance of abundance to come into your life, letting go of the drama, the scarcity, the fears that no longer serve you. Sometimes even in friendships and relationships, they're seasonal, and that's on purpose. It's not that you need hate or drama to destroy the friendship. Simply the vibration moves and changes. And so when we move and change our vibration, it changes the vibration of your tribe and who you attract and who you want to be around. And right now, the feminine energy is so strong that women are making very, very quick, positive, forceful changes. And for some of us, relationships with the male are having a little bit of turmoil, could be ending, destructive, but these are all positives. And it may not look positive as you're going through it, but there is a light at the end of the rainbow, right? But we want to stay in our present mindset to get through this, because what happens when you project out of now is your mind goes into an alternate reality than the reality you're living. So if you were to just breathe in and be present with you now, take that breath. And right now you're focusing on this show, right? Hopefully, yes. Play along. Here we go. All right. And as you're focusing on this, and I'm asking you to stay present with what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what changes inside of you? What do you feel? Some of you go so fast that you don't even feel the flow of your heartbeat or your circulation in your body. Are you grounded within to know when you're truly hungry, when you're truly not, when your food choices have changed? Because why I'm bringing this up is right now we are actually going through an ascension on the Earth's energy, which is activating some of our DNA strands that have not been opened or opening them more fully. It's according where you are in your journey. But these changes, headaches, nausea, lightheadedness, eating differently, not being hungry, being hungry, like these are physical symptoms of the ascension. And so as we're staying present, we want to honor our space and our bodies to these needs, wants, and desires. As you do that, you start fulfilling your moments. Because when you're focused right here, what are you not focused on? Laundry, paying the bills, right? Like things are taken care of in this moment. So those of you that go into scarcity and fear, I want to offer you this technique to say when that fear story hits, when that scarcity mindset starts to play, I want you to come back to present, and I want you to hear yourself say, I am here, I am here, I am here, to come fully back into a mental focus. And in this moment, are you okay? In this moment, are you taken care of? In this moment, do you have abundance? In this moment, is the relationship still there? Many of you who are trying to move on, move away, whatever that is, you get caught up in the fear of being alone or the fear of what's next. We are not promised our next breath. So when you work with energy, you work in the presence of the moment. That's why I love the term healing in the now. You don't heal 5 days from now. The healing starts when you begin it. The healing happens when you decide, right? Now, the effects, results will come to you over time, but the initial healing has already happened. Do you realize that? In that moment, it's happened. But you got to give yourself space and grace to move through and trust that it's happened. And that's where people really, really come out of the present moment when they don't trust. As soon as you hear the mind chatter start, that's your fear point. And when you're in the present and you're shifting beliefs, so we're going to shift from not having to having, as soon as you do that, you'll hit a point and the mind will go, yeah, but I don't see it. Yeah, and all that mind chatter, stop. Take a breath, ask that story to release. As you're releasing that story, you're going to bring in a new story of, I am okay right now. It can be that simple. I have everything I need, want, and desire. The present moment is present for me as I am for it. What you're doing is aligning your vibration back to the true self, your divine essence, not these story monologues that happen in your mind. For those of you with that racing mind, you know I always say put the tongue at the roof of your mouth because it stops all thoughts. But that point of stopping thought is the point of where change happens. And that's where you can insert new beliefs in the presence. And you can stay mentally focused in now. If I were to drop you right where you are right now with no past, no future, you were just placed right here on earth, right where you are, what would you do? What would you know to do? All your programming is in there. You can fully load it. You can fully present when you came to earth. It's only the illusions that you buy into that you're hurt or that you're not okay or these things aren't happening on purpose, right? Everything is purposely playing out. So when we release timelines, we're going to pull up your past, whether you believe in past lives or just this past that you have with you. Many of our past can be baggage, right? We're holding on to something. When you're holding on to it, the universe can't change it. When you hold on to a story, It doesn't change until you change the story, the vibration of the story. So the stories in and of itself is just the wording. Behind the wording is the vibrational charge that you're putting out to God, universe, source, whether it's in prayer, command, in aligning into that, whatever you desire has to come from within your heart space. Because that's where the magnetic pull, that magnetic pull from your heart space is the offering that you're giving, right? So that's a little bit of manifesting in the moment. But the truth is, I want you to trust your now moment is right for you. So a lot of us show up for work, and I've done this in the past. We're all human, right? We're like, we don't want to be here today. I can't say that on my journey that I do this, but I'm talking about way back when I worked 9-to-5 jobs or whatever. I'm like, oh, I don't want to be here today, right? Ugh, who wants to be here? So your mind's everywhere else, and you're not getting anything done at work, or you're not happy, and you're creating this resistance, right? So resistance is no longer your friend. So when you stay present, you don't have resistance because you're just here and now and in neutrality. And I'm not saying you're not in action, but you're present, fully aware in the mind presence, in the body presence. Things are still happening. You're still in action, but you're staying present with your being. You're not here doing other things, right? When you buy into the belief that you're an awesome multitasker, it's an illusion within itself. The truth is, if you would just do one thing and get it done, you would move on to many other things. But when you scatter energy, it scatters time, space, and reality. Do you realize that? I want you to hear that again. When you scatter, multitask, try to do this while you're doing that, listening to this and that, like all these things the world is trying to get you to do, take a moment, breathe and release, and ask, is this for me? What happens when I do one thing at a time? It releases a lot of stress. It releases a lot of the mind having to process, where was I in that moment when that moment happened, right? So to keep it simple and to keep that awareness and your vision clear, like clarity, right, clear, you want to stay in this present moment. And no matter, and we're not discounting where you came from, but it no longer matters where you've been, where you came through. Because the truth is, you made it through everything. Every single episode in your life, you made it through because you're here now. You realize that? And it's already happened. Can you go back and change it? No. But you can rewrite the story in your mind of how you're emotionally charged from it. And the emotional charge you want to hold is that of joy, grace, love, blessings. There was a time and space where I could say, no, that wasn't fun to go through drug addiction. But today I can say, man, that was an amazing journey and I made it through and I'm blessed to be right where I am so I can help others. Do you see how just changing the perspective of what you went through changes the energy and the outcome? This will help you stay out of victimization in your presence. That poor me, or I need to tell 5 people my problems, right? You create the problems because you're the master creator within you. There are no mountains that you can't move, but if you don't believe you can move them, they're not going to move. Your vibration that you put out has to be real because it is real. And when you stay present, and I'm not saying you don't get future visions because we all do have that ability, but it's staying in the present moment that creates that future reality. And I think that's where a lot of us get confused because the world, schooling, whatever you want to say, has taught us to always future pace ourselves with goals and ambitions and all these things. But when you live in the moment of now and you embrace this moment, your goals and visions come to you easily. It's not something you have to go home and think about. It's not something 5 years down the road. The vibration of you doesn't live in time and space. You know, we talk about instant gratification or instant desire. The truth is, it does happen in the instant. But it's not because we're entitled. It's because our vibration matched it for it to come into matter, into the world. Whether you're manifesting a car, you're manifesting money, an event, an experience, all vibrationally has to align for that to happen. Now, for those of you that say, I never get what I want, or I put this out there and it never comes, the number one reason it doesn't come is because you don't believe you're worth it coming, or you keep reordering it in different ways. It needs to come this way, or I thought it would come that way, instead of staying present and seeing what shows up. Play with yourself this week in a way of being the observer of you. Observe yourself in situations. Observe how you talk in certain situations. Observe how you acted in certain situations. Not to criticize or demean yourself, but to say, what did that teach me? What was I learning? What would have been different if I acted this way? Not that you can rechange it, but you can know for the next time. There is so much going on in your presence that if you are truly present, you wouldn't even think future. If no one taught you that there was a future, where would you be? And I know this kind of mind scrambles people, but that's part of the linguistics. That's part of the belief systems that you're stuck in, that we need to move, that you desire to move, but you don't know how to move. And that's where I come in and help you shift that energy easily so you don't have to go through the trial and errors of it, that you expand your auric conscious field, right? And when you expand that auric conscious field, it expands your present moment. And I can even hear when I say expand, a lot of you just got overwhelmed. We're not talking about too much that you can't handle, because you'll never be given what you can't handle because you created it or you co-created it. If you want to believe in that way, that's fine. But you've co-created it with universe, God source. So universe, God is always responding to your every need. But here's what happens. Here's the present moment, but you're thinking, what do I need to do at 5 o'clock? How am I going to get that child, to this, to there, when you're here, right? Allow it to unfold. There could be a random phone call that says, hey, I could get your child today. Thank you. Or you may get a blessing that's something you didn't even realize, whether it's monetarily, someone buys your lunch, someone pays it forward, whatever these are synchronicities in the universe to show you that you are supported in this moment. You are not supported in the future moment because the future moment is not known. But you'll play an illusional game with yourself out of the presence to say, I'm going to be there in 5 years. Look back in your life and ask, 5 years ago, did I really know that I would be right where I am today? Maybe it's in your job, in your relationship. Did you truly know that? Or are you so rote that everything keeps showing up the same way every day, right? Ugh, that's boring. But we want to move that energy, and as I'm talking, I'm actually moving and releasing your timeline. We're just kind of doing it in layers or behind the scene. Take a deep breath, release. Now, your past will always be there, and you can always go look at it. But what we're releasing out of it is the emotional charge that's taking away from your present moment. If you're still angry or holding resentment of something of the past, then you're not fully in your presence of your whole entire being of power because you scattered your energy field into the past. And then we want to block it with, I'm never forgiving them, or I'm always doing this, right? Like these completeness, which never happens because it's all is all is. So whether you want it or not, it's going to be there, right? It is what it is. It's your perspective of the present moment that we want to open up into. We want to align into the beauty of it, into knowing that you're here on purpose. Even though some of you feel like you don't know what your purpose is, you still have purpose. You came here as a light being to help the others on earth in whatever way you help them. It doesn't have to be this way or that way, or, oh, I'm not good at that, or you can move energy, but I can't. That's a lie. But everybody can move energy. But don't compare yourself to other people's purposes. You came here uniquely for yours. But if you're not in the present moment, you're not going to uniquely create it. You're going to create through others. You're going to create future. You're going to put it off until this happens. Then you base your happiness on, well, when that happens, then I'll be happy. Or when that happens, then I can do this. Let go if the what, if, then. Let go of those words in your vocabulary. What if then? Because those are truly cop-out words. Just like try. You can't try to do something. You either do it or you don't. And so when you come fully present and you're here, and you can say, I am here, I am here, I am here. Just say that now and see where your focus comes to. I am here, I am here, I am here. Brings you into presence. Some of you start feeling your breath again. Some of you are like, how did I get lost in that story over there? Where was I? Have you ever drove somewhere and don't even remember passing by things because you're doing 20 other things while you're driving? I don't recommend that, but let's be real, right? But what I'm saying is stay present and know that there's time and space for everything to get done. When you push energy, it will push back. When you resist, you'll create resistance in your life. So as we expand and open the flow, and for you that want to do heart openings, you can right now, opening that heart chakra, breathing in through your heart, and letting it flow. Recently, I've been playing with the 888 breath, okay? And what that is breathe in for 8 seconds through your nose. Breathe it in through your body. You hold it for 8 seconds, and you release it 8 seconds out your mouth. This brings in such an energy force in you that it can create a balance, alignment, clarity. There's so many benefits. Your breath is your best friend. Your breath does so much for you. Moves and shifts energy. Can move people out of your life just by breathing because it moves your vibration. There's a purity in breath, and it works behind the scenes. Because think about it. If we're present and we have to remind ourselves to breathe, 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 what's going to happen? We're all going to sit around breathing, right? Like nothing else could get done because we got to remember to breathe. That's not how our bodies function. Your body knows in every moment what's best for it. But you got to quiet the mind, that conscious chatter, to tap in and say, what do you need, body? What am I feeling today? And we're not talking about sadness, happiness. We're talking about the vibrational feeling in your body, the openness, the lightness. If you have heaviness in your body, then you're holding and blocking, protecting. It's a false protection. And I'm not talking about being, bone thin and all this. I'm talking about the actual feeling of your body. Feel it light. Feel it as light. Use the imagination to create every cell in your body right now, lighting up in joy, right now, lighting up in joy. And we're just going to claim it, move that through your energy field in this present moment that you're creating in joy. And if things aren't of joy, they're not going to come to you. If you wouldn't enjoy it, it's not going to show up in your universe. Everything that comes to you comes in joy because your vibration matched it. And if you're a joy of drama, you're going to create more drama if that's what you like. There's no right or wrong in that. That's just what you're going to live, right? So it's not about judging and saying, I need to be this or that, or why can someone sing and be joyful and the other person hates music? It's all in preference. It's what makes you unique. But if it truly brings you joy, keep doing it. If it truly brings a sense of joy from your inner being, keep being it. It will grow and develop you. It will create your own uniqueness, your own storyline, whatever that is for you. A lot of you are empathic and healers, and you're like, I don't know where my tribe is. I don't know how to create. Just start asking the questions. What if I did know, right? Because then the answers will come. It opens up a space in your mind to even play with the energy. So start playing in the present moment. take a deep breath. We're going to relax into releasing all the negativity, the past, the future unknowns. That energy is still running. Even if you hear the replay or want to listen to it again, it'll keep clearing out of your energy field. Because this is what energy does. It follows intention. So when you set the intention, it happens. But most of you, if I walked up in the present moment and says, what do you want today? You'd be like, what? What do you mean, what do I want? I don't know what I want. I can't even decide what to eat for dinner. And you're asking me what I want to do in my life? Do you see how we complicate the simple? Because we think that we might choose something someone else doesn't like, or we people please. All these things askew you out of the now moment. And when you really consciously become now, presence, your ego, your personality of the ego begins to align in this joy that you no longer have the shadows, if that's what you want to call them, the blocks, all these words we use for stuck energy in body, mind, and spirit. It is stuck because it stays stagnant until you give energy to it, to remove it. When I say let go of energy, it doesn't mean like it's gone. It actually means you transform the energy into something else. So when you're staying in the present moment and you're asking, commanding that your life be this, or I want to experience this in life, you are setting the motion to already happen. But when you doubt because you didn't see it yet, you send out a doubt vibration that pushes it away. It resists it coming. Because you stop believing it's coming. So when you stay in the presence, things are going to show up so much faster because you're outside of a timeline. And where our energy is shifting into our awareness, our consciousness, these kids coming in with Asperger's, autism, whatever you want to call it, they're actually coming in at a higher level mind vibration that doesn't work in time-space energy. We are catching up to them for those that are still struggling in 3D, thinking everything's good, bad, right, or wrong, not seeing the higher vibration of the picture. When you start releasing time, space, you'll actually come into a presence that's always with you because you're always with you. Do you know that? Even when you try to take yourself out, you're still with you, right? Oh, I'm going to go to sleep. I don't want to deal with that. Guess what? You're still with you. So be your own best friend, right? Because you live with you. If you don't like you, no one else is going to like you. And if other people don't like you, that's because you're creating that imbalance. It's not because they're just showing up. You're actually asking for validation for people not to like you. Why would you do that? I don't think you do it all consciously, but unconsciously, you're serving your purpose of your belief, and your beliefs are being met in every moment. So consciously stay in the present. What am I believing in today? You can keep your belief as simple as something amazing is happening today. You don't need to know all the details. Because if you did need to know the details before it came, you go, well, I don't want it that way, or why would it come that way when it should come this way? See how bossy we are in our own minds? Stop bossing the universe. Start aligning with the universe. Start staying present with you. That is your own gift to you. That's where happiness and joy creates. If you feel like you're struggling through this or you have questions, I'm here for you. You know you can contact me, JanielleHoff.com. Fill out the form. We'll get your scheduled session. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. But truly stay in the presence. Stay in what you want. Stay in what you know, and you'll grow from there. Take a deep breath. Release all the goodness coming in and out of your body. Feel that energy. That's right. Laughter and joy is now your friend. Let's be that today. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friend. Bye for now.